From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how the gap between Latinos and African Americans is shaping the Democratic race. The Democrats are making their final push for Saturday's South Carolina primary.
The Republicans were there this last weekend. Now they are in Florida, which holds a primary on Tuesday. Florida has the most delegates of any contest so far. It's also a swing state. Both parties say they must win there in November. NPR's Don Gagne has been following Republican hopefuls around all week. He joins us from Orlando. Don, who have you been following this week?
Well, the first guy I saw was Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani, of course, has put it all on the line here in Florida. And his entire strategy is to win Florida, something polls show may be difficult, and then use it as a leaping off point to doing well on Super Tuesday. Now, I've also seen Mitt Romney and John McCain. I have not seen Mike Huckabee. Huckabee has, for all intents and purposes, pulled out of Florida. He's saving his money for Super Tuesday because it is really expensive to run here, especially if you might not win.
Okay, what about the messages? Are you detecting that they're saying anything different in Florida than they've been saying elsewhere?
The messages have evolved a bit. Let's start with Rudy Giuliani. He has based his candidacy, we all know this, on his handling of the aftermath of 9/11 in New York City. But the Florida economy is hurting, and it is becoming the leading issue among voters here if you look at the polls. So Giuliani is talking more about economic policy in his speeches. Give a listen.
Sometimes I say I cut taxes in New York City 23 times. My critics say I only cut taxes 15 times. I'm winning over all my Republican opponents 15-0.
Now, let's switch to Mitt Romney. He's giving us a mix of the business executive and the social conservative. You can see him making a play for Huckabee voters. But he also unveiled a new slogan this week that Washington is broken.
They told us that they'd solve the long-term problem of Social Security, and they didn't do that. No. And they told us they'd live by high ethical standards. They didn't do that. I'm convinced as I watch Washington that Washington is fundamentally broken.
And Alex, the interesting thing there is that Republicans have held the levers of power for so much of the 8 years. And so that can be seen as an attack on Republicans as much as Democrats. Now, John McCain. He needs the support of the many, many people in Florida with military ties. So he's talking still a lot about national security, but he also offers this, which is clearly a pitch to moderates and independents. Here's McCain.
Frankly, I would also be a lot more humble, and I also would welcome people like the new president of France, who is pro-American, which shows if you live long enough, anything is possible in the world.
So that's John McCain. That's just a sampling from the leading contenders here this week.
NPR's Don Gagne listening in on the campaign trail in Orlando, Florida. Don, thank you again.
All right. I always enjoy it. Thanks.